Mind and Body Reset, Modern Wellness Decoded. Science-backed wellness made simple.
When was the last time you really looked at a leaf? Not just glanced at it, but actually noticed the web of veins, the way light slits through, the thin rim of lighter green along the edge.
That lands. I spend so much time staring at a screen that my attention feels stuck inside a little rectangle. Letting it stretch onto something that isn't engineered to hijack me sounds like a relief.
Same hunger. That's why I came back to this practice. It gave me a quiet kind of focus I thought I'd misplaced. A way to turn down the volume, inside and out.
And it's exactly what I wanted to hash out with you. That blend of art, mindfulness, and the outdoors. Nature journaling as something you can actually do, not just admire.
Right. It sounds simple, and it is, but the effect can be big. Bigger than it looks.
So, walk me through it. The psychology, what art therapy and environmental science say, and then help me figure out how to start without freezing up.
Let's start with the psychology. People hear art or journaling and a wall shoots up. I'm not an artist. I can't draw. First myth to drop.
Thank you. That's my brain exactly. I picture perfect bird sketches and think, nope, my stick figures would file a complaint.
In art therapy, there's a key split. One lane is art psychotherapy, where a clinician may interpret the work. The other is art as therapy. I need to underline this because it sounds like a footnote. It isn't a footnote.
Art as therapy, meaning the help is in the doing?
Exactly. The process is the point. Not a gallery piece, but the act of looking and letting your hand translate that seeing onto the page, and what shifts in you while that's happening.
So the goal isn't a perfect copy of that leaf. It's contact with it.
Yes. Notice the jagged edge, the brown freckle, the vein that splits into three. You move from performance to presence, and that shift is where the benefits kick in.
That's a different posture entirely. The pressure falls away. So if I draw a lopsided mushroom, it isn't bad. It's a record of attention.
Exactly. One pioneer in American art therapy, Margaret Naumberg, called this kind of expression symbolic speech.
Symbolic speech. Interesting.
We don't always have words that fit. Anxiety doesn't line up into tidy sentences. Grief refuses paragraphs. But you might find it as a frantic scrawl, a heavy dark block, or the delicate torn wing of a butterfly you noticed on the path.
So the image can hold the feeling when language can't carry it.
Yes. You externalize an internal state, take something formless, and give it a container on the page. That distance makes it workable.
That clicks. You're using the outside world to see the inside world.
Right. It's a conversation. The tree isn't just a tree. It becomes a cue. It's stillness, resilience, complexity. They mirror things back. Focusing there gives you room to explore without getting swept under.
It's a way to steady yourself. When the mind spins, you land on bark texture or a pebble's color. That's more than art. That's a stabilizer.
And not just poetry. There's solid clinical research, especially with trauma.
Beyond everyday stress. Then, you mean clinical work?
Deeply clinical. Take post-traumatic stress. Traumatic memory often stores non-verbally. Fragments, images, body sensations, not meat narratives.
Like waking from a nightmare you can't explain.
Exactly. You can't talk your way through what isn't stored as talk. Art therapy opens a different door. Studies show it helps access and process these visual, sensory traces.
So you're giving the memory a path that isn't words.
You're giving it form. Researchers even describe building an accurate trauma narrative. Not reliving it, but careful, safe exposure. And choosing color, pressure, where a line goes, papers emphasize how those choices restore a sense of control.
So you're not required to draw the event itself?
Not at all. You might draw the residue it left. Anger, shame, numbness. There's a randomized trial with veterans showing that pairing art therapy with cognitive processing therapy outperformed the talk therapy alone.
That's huge! Places like Walter Reed weave this into PTSD care, right?
They do. It's a core part of their treatment. It helps veterans surface and work with combat memories in manageable ways, building coping skills visually, assembling a story piece by piece.
That bridge image holds. You're connecting the nonverbal storehouse to the conscious mind trying to heal.
And it's useful beyond combat trauma. Bereavement, for instance. Especially with kids who don't have the vocabulary for loss. You can't explain that feeling cleanly, but you can draw it.
Maybe it's a big empty room, or a tight knot of black lines. A therapist can meet you there and work with it.
Yes, it becomes that symbolic kind of language we talked about. Similar principles help with eating disorders too, exploring difficult experiences or charting progress in a way that feels safer.
It's striking how universal the act is. Making a mark, the most basic human move, scales from daily burnout to deep wounds. It's less about the picture, more about the practice.
That's the paradox I love. A tool with serious clinical backing that's also as accessible as a kid grabbing crayons. Which brings us back to that leaf.
Full circle. We started with simple seeing, wandered into heavy science, and still ended up with a gentle, personal habit.
Pay attention. That's the core. Small words on purpose.
Okay, help me beat the blank page fear. If I want to begin tonight, not make a beautiful journal, just start. What's the first tiny move?
Skip drawing rules. Skip words if they jam you up. Make one mark. Step outside, pick a single thing, a pebble, a weed in the sidewalk, and lay down a line that echoes its shape. Or even simpler, try to mix a color that matches it with whatever you've got. The point isn't a picture.
One stroke. I love that. Built-in permission to be imperfect.
It's permission to be here. And something curious happens. The practice keeps working after the notebook closes. On the walk to the car, you notice light quality, a brick's texture. The world turns up a notch.
That's the part I need most. Self-compassion. No judgment. My wobbly mushroom sketch isn't a failure. It's a small, quiet kindness to myself.
I'm with you. Gentle tool, noisy world.
This felt good. I'm already seeing a little differently.
Me too. Thanks for the questions. They sharpened mine. And I hope it nudges you to keep a notebook close and see what you find.
Deal. I'll go find a leaf, really look, and put a single line down. Let's call it here.